Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my holiday treat, the Beaujolais Nouveau. As you well know, 2017, 2016, and I don't know how many years back, we always have our Beaujolais Nouveau for Thanksgiving. So, what do we have today? We had the Georges de Beaux, and we had one last year, if y'all remember. It was a delicious one. We had it with a, doing our Thanksgiving time, and we had two different ones. Today, I just wanted to get, I only had my hands on the actual Georges de Beaux because I wasn't going around shopping everywhere because everybody was out and about, so wasn't able to get there. But last year, we also had the Jean-Claude Dubonnet that I thought was, yeah, it was pretty good, but the Georges de Beaux is always a really, really good buy. If you're really going to get one, you need to try that one. This year, I'm going to look for, it's a little higher end. It's called a Beaujolais Voulage Nouveau. So the Beaujolais Voulage is from a certain area in the Beaujolais region, and it's like a little more upscale than that. So I got to get it early. So always take in consideration when you grabbing these Beaujolais, get them young because the taste will change. So when we opened this up and we took our taste without our meal, really, really good. The berries are like bursting out. It's almost sweet, but it's fruity. So remember, these aren't sweet wines. These are fruity wines. And if you can, take the opportunity to slightly chill it. Room temperature is okay. You'll get some good flavor, but if you slightly chill it, you're going to get a different flavor as well. But this one is almost 2 weeks in. If you start getting one after the second week of December, you will tell the difference. There is a difference in the flavor and taste. And when you go further and further in, this is a very young wine. This is a celebratory wine, as we always say. So this year, what does this year's taste like? So, give you a quick idea of which one we have and what it looks like. You can see in my glass, I've been drinking this boy. It has, and this is kind of funny. So if you take the whiff, I have a funny, I think I said it last year on one of these, but this one is actually has a aroma of grape soda. Welch's grape soda, if you ever had one of those, it gives that smell. It has that aroma of that. Let's whiff it one more time. Yeah, so either grape soda or Welch's grape drink. or actually grape juice. Let's say grape juice. But it has that very berry, berry taste of that. But they're talking a lot of black raspberry and mandarin orange peel. I don't get the orange peel because I don't smell that like bitterness orange peel taste. I mean smell. But we're gonna get into the taste. But I want to always go back with try to get this one young. I'm telling you, the taste is really gonna change. This one is really fruitful. So if you're eating it. I'm releasing it tomorrow, so it'll be Friday and you'll know, but I'm eating it with my Thanksgiving dinner because you have all of those sweet potato tastes. You got that cranberry, you got like glazed carrots, you have that mixture of flavors in your dressing or stuffing, whatever you want to call it, but those flavors go really, really well with this wine here, really, really well. So I'm going to get that out there so y'all can, you're going to have probably another good week, and this is going to change. So if you got a fresh bottle, don't try to save it for weeks on end. It will change. It's not going to be bad. I'm going to tell you, going into January with this wine, it's not a good choice. Do not do that. So let's get a taste of this. Yeah, raspberries. Raspberries, a little tannin on it. It's sitting on my tongue a little bit. So you got some tannins in this. This is pretty cool. You know, you don't get a lot of tannins in these, really berry taste of that. Got a little heat that's going on a little bit too. Alcohol content is right where you really want it. So don't go driving after this. If you're going to take a couple of bottles, if you're going to take a couple of glasses of this, but really cool. I really like to have it with my dinner though. I'm telling you, it just goes so well. You eating that, you taking a drink of that, and you'd be like, wow, what a really good compliment. But the raspberries really come out. You'll get that. They say black raspberries. Well, I got a little brighter raspberry on that, but a good smell, good taste, good holiday. I'm going to try to get that, either if I can't get that Voulage, I'm going to probably get that Claude, the other one that I said. But try to get that, because if I get that, then we're going to have a taste, and I'll have that next week, and we can do a review on that. But this one is the Jos Dubois Beaujolais Nouveau 2017, your celebratory wine. And hopefully you'll get a chance to taste it with your meal. If you got leftovers, it's going to go just as well. So take a taste of that, and I hope you enjoy. Urban Wine Life, Michael, and your bougieblackbrother.com. Thank you.